Israel News for Monday, July 1, 2024. IDF soldiers killed in Gaza. Sergeant Yair Avitan, 20, a fighter in the 890th Battalion, Parachute Brigade, from Ra'anana. Sergeant First Class, Riz, Yakir Shemuel Tattlebaum, 21, a fighter in the 77th Battalion, Sar Megolan Formation, from Male Adumim. Israel released 54 prisoners, including the director of Shifa Hospital, Mohammed Abu Samia, who assisted Hamas terrorists and kept Israeli hostages inside the hospital. Abu Samia claimed that detainees in Israel suffer harsh conditions, including hunger and thirst. He said, "The enemy is committing crimes against medical staff. Hundreds of doctors, nurses, and technicians are imprisoned." He also encouraged resistance and called for the release of all prisoners from Israeli prisons. Some ministers, including Ben-Gvir, blasted the defense minister for released Abu Samia and other terrorists. Some sources claim that Abu Samia provided the IDF with precise information, including the locations of top Hamas leaders in Gaza and abroad. Combat operations continue in Gaza City's Shihaiya neighborhood, where IDF forces have eliminated scores of terrorists and uncovered large amounts of weapons as well as intelligence documents. The IDF had operated in the area months ago, but Hamas has managed to return to the area and recruit hundreds of new terrorists who are now fighting the IDF. Defense Minister Gallant said that the IDF would continue operation in Rafah until Hamas military capabilities have been dismantled. He said, "We will persist and intensify until we reach a situation where we are choking their lifeline and preventing them from rebuilding their strength." Meanwhile, Egypt is intensifying its efforts to broker a deal between Israel and Hamas. One soldier was critically wounded, and 17 others lightly wounded, in UAV attack in the northern Golan Heights yesterday. The IDF responded with airstrikes and artillery fire against Hezbollah targets. Iran has significantly ramped up its smuggling of weapons to Hezbollah in recent weeks, including air defense systems. Iran is also attempting to supply Hezbollah with Almaz missiles, an Iranian-developed anti-tank missile equipped with a camera in its warhead. These long-range, relatively accurate, TV-guided missiles do not require the operator to be in direct line of sight with the target. Israeli forces continue to conduct airstrikes to knock out Hezbollah air defense systems. According to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN, Israel spent an estimated $1.1 billion on nuclear weapons in 2023. ICAN ranks Israel 7th in the world in terms of investment on nuclear weapons, just above Pakistan, which spent an estimated $1 billion last year, and North Korea, $900 million. Thanks for listening to the Israel AM News Summary. To receive the Israel AM News Summary directly in your inbox, subscribe at www.israelam.com.